The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, it's Kim Commando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it.
I just like to start with something fun. So how about playing a video game when you're sleeping? Yes, I said while you're sleeping. It's true. Pokemon Sleep, it just came out. It's a new game that turns your snoozing skills, they say, into this epic competitive sport. I mean, can you imagine battling it out in Dreamland, all in the name of becoming the ultimate sleep master? Seriously, this is genius marketing, folks. I mean, get people to play Pokemon during the day and also when they're sleeping, but they also have to wear a $30 Pokemon sleep wearable. Oh my gosh, talk about making money. You know, it just reminds me of that old joke. Why shouldn't you let your Pokemon into the bathroom while you shower? Why shouldn't you let your Pokemon into the bathroom while you shower? Anyone? So they don't Pikachu? Oh, yeah, that's right. Hey, get ready to level up your tech game, because in today's world, tech is integrated into every aspect of our lives. So whether you're a newcomer, you're a returning listener, thrilled to have you joining us. I'm Kim Commando, America's digital goddess, here with you once again. And for those who want to tune into my show, it's available on an extensive network of over 420 radio stations throughout the United States. But if you want a more, say, personalized experience without those commercials, we totally have you covered. Head over to commando.com for a podcast or the webcast that's completely commercial-free. And while you're on the website, you want to look for that bright yellow Commando Community button located in the top right-hand corner of the homepage. And don't miss out on the convenience of also getting the show as a podcast. Just search for Commando with a K wherever you get your podcasts. Alrighty, every single day I check out at least 30 different websites, so you don't have to. And here are the top five things you need to know that's happening in the tech world right now, starting with ChatGPT and why it's unreliable and why it can also get you into some real trouble. Here's what went down. Two Texas attorneys, they learned a hard lesson about using ChatGPT. What did they do? They filed three separate lawsuits against Delta Airlines, Korean Air, and South China Airlines. And they use ChatGPT to conduct all the research for the lawsuits. So when they filed the lawsuits, all three cited previous cases to prove to the courts that they were totally legit. But there was one problem. All six previous cases, complete with the quotes, the names, and the dates, were completely fabricated by ChatGPT. It never existed. Now, in most cases, that's enough to get a lawyer disbarred for life. But the lawyers, they were smart. They appealed to the court's mercy, and they promised, oh my gosh, we will never, ever, ever do this again. They were fined $5,000 each, and now they say their reputation is in tatters. All righty. Let's move on to number two of our five things, OnlyFans. Of course, you've heard the glowing stories of all these young women who turned to this mostly, I guess you'd say, pornographic website to immediately claim that after just making a few sexually graphic videos, they are just making so much money, tens of thousands of dollars each week. Well, as it turns out, the average OnlyFans creator makes about $180 a month. Even with as many as 5,000 followers, you're only going to make about $500 a month. Here's a couple of reasons why. There are so many different OnlyFans accounts now. And also, OnlyFans put caps on how much creators can collect on a tip, a subscription fee, or even in a private message. And it gets worse. Some young women discover that once others know that they were just taken all off on an OnlyFans page, they can maybe lose their job and be considered not hireable by a lot of professional companies. So at the end of the day, who really wants to be associated with porn, right? But speaking of OnlyFans, do you know why OnlyFans is going to get out of the business? You know why? Because everything is half off. Oh, that's right. Moving on to number three, online cash apps. As millions of Americans struggle under inflation that our government denies even exists, prices for food and medicine go up, you may be tempted by the apps and the websites that will offer you quick cash. Now, before you use one, let me be very clear. Online cash advance websites are always, always a bad idea. These payday loan companies, they just have this really bad history. They're known to take money from your bank account without your permission, and then they charge these exorbitant interest rates, often putting you more in debt than you were before. So as you start seeing these cash advance apps in the Apple Store and the Google Play Store, they're no better. They add fees up to $28 for every $100 borrowed. Wow, it gets worse. Half of them include a tip. That's right, a 15% tip to even use the service. So the bottom line, it's a total ripoff, and stay away. Moving on to number four, if you're looking to make some money, you might want to think about scoring some cheap stuff and then reselling it online. It's the greatest thing about Amazon and a lot of online retailers is that if you order something you don't like, you can really just send it back for a full refund. But what happens to all that returned merchandise? Well, here in America, an astounding number, $816 billion of online goods are returned every year. Wow. Let me give you that number again. $816 billion. Now, most of it is perfectly good, just not what the customer wanted. So what happens? Let's use Amazon. You can buy large boxes of electronics, clothing, kitchen stuff, household items, and then try to resell it yourself on eBay. YouTube has a number of how-to videos made by folks who do this every single day. But if you're looking for some deals, some websites, liquidation.com, governmentdeals.com, eBay, Poshmark, Facebook Marketplace for deals. But I will tell you something. I've been ordering things off of Saks off FifthAvenue.com, and I'm going to tell you guys and gals not to do what I've been doing, because the box that I got with two summer dresses yesterday, okay, one was worn. I mean, you could see the deodorant spots under it. And then the other dress, it looked like it was worn too. So I'm sending both of them back, but I'm not going on with wearing anybody's used clothing. Yuck. And finally, this coming at number five, passwords. That's right. If you're not subscribing to America's hottest daily tech newsletter, here's what you missed the other day. It was all about passwords. I'm not talking about dumb passwords like, well, the password, you know, or the numbers 12345. Those are really bad, but these are worse. You never want to choose a color like red or yellow, or a top TV show, or a significant other's nickname like honey or sweetie. You never want to choose a body part, your hometown, a brand of a car, no matter how much you want everybody to know or for you to feel good when you type in, oh, Ferrari, Porsche, 2023, I love you. Never use a fashion brand either. Why? Because all of these are the top most easily guessed passwords. And if you're using these passwords, your account can be hacked in minutes. So passwords, they need to be complex and between 12 and 16 characters. And of course, that top tech newsletter is mine, of course. And if you're not getting it, head over to getkim.com and sign up right now and get more tech smarts every single morning. That's getkim.com. And speaking of, here's a password joke that you can share with your family members and friends. Okay, you ready for it? This is a good one. A guy walks into a bar and he asks the bartender, hey, you know, what's the free Wi-Fi password? And the bartender replies back, you have to buy a drink first. So the man buys a drink. Then he says, okay, dude, what's the Wi-Fi password? The bartender says, you have to buy a drink first, all lowercase, no spaces. Okay, that's a good one. All right, coming up, wow, there's just so much I need to pass along. We're going to talk about some new browsers for your phone that may be more privacy-focused than the browser that came on your phone. And then, of course, it's summertime. You know what that means. Family reunions, we have all these parties. Then there's always that person that you depend upon to bring something, and then they get there and it's only like half of what they decided that they would bring, or they just totally forgot. So I have a great tip on how to easily share grocery list and things for these summer parties. And then we're also going to talk for you business folks owners how to get your great email campaigns read and opened by all of your subscribers. And then later on, some ways that you can spot some AI images that may be going around on the web. And of course, we have all of your great phone calls, and you have me, Kim Komando.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
And let's get started with Becky in Atlanta, Georgia.
Well, I work in a interior shutter manufacturing company. I manage the office. So one of the things I do is oversee the, well, with it being a small company, I just oversee everything sort of in the office. So one of the things is the cell phone bill, and it has, you know, 12, 14 cell numbers on it. So a couple of months ago, my coworker, who has one of those lines, called me and he said, "Hey, my phone stopped working." And he said, "I was just using it and it stopped working." So he contacted the carrier, Verizon, and they said, your cell phone number, your line has been ported away from the account. It just happened.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
and
awful.
He said, as soon as he got some information from the cell phone company, and he had an app on his phone for Coin Wallet, and as soon as the phone was ported, within minutes, his cryptocurrency was wiped out.
Yeah, that's a nightmare. It is. And so what did the carrier say?
Well, the carrier said that Martin had called in and requested the port. And, of course, we know Martin didn't do that. Martin's line was the one that was stolen. So someone somehow was able to get that port authorized and
then basically got a copy of everything that he has on the phone. That's what happened.
Yeah, and probably got the two-factor authentication codes and all that.
Yeah, and that's a complete nightmare. And I'm so glad that you called, Becky, to tell me this story, because you have to set up this extra layer of security. And you can, obviously, you have a PIN number, but you actually want to make sure that you put a password under what's called port validation. I think the carrier should be required that you put a password there, but it's optional for some reason. I don't get it. Okay? So in your online account settings, is that what you do is you want to go through and see where how you set up what's called a port validation password or PIN number. Because as you mentioned, is that, you know, the two-factor authentication, that goes directly to the phone. And then guess what? The criminals have everything that they need to go into any one of your accounts at that point. Because think about everything that you have on your home. Now, Verizon does have a free app called Verizon Identity. And did Verizon tell you about this at all?
Oh, no. They have been forthcoming with very much information at all. I have no confidence that we're any safer after this has happened than we were before.
Okay, well, first of all, with every phone, because like you mentioned, you're a small business, you're running a lot of different things. Now you have to be an expert in phone security too, right? You're like, wait, what happened to this? Okay. Verizon has different levels of service. Make sure that you are a Verizon business account, because this way you get discounts. But in addition to that, you normally get like a rep that will actually help you out, because you're I mean, with all these lines, you should be a business, be one of their business accounts. But this Verizon app called Identity, it gives you additional layers of security for push notifications or PINs or certain actions. But really what we need to do is make sure that you have a password on this port request, because that should never, ever happen again. One of the things that may have happened to Martin, and I'm not sure, is that, maybe when he was moving so quickly on his phone, getting things done, that he may have gotten some type of phishing scam. And it could have been a phone call, an email, or a text message claiming to be from Verizon and asking him to do these certain steps. And at that point, that's when the scammers, the hackers, the criminals, whatever you want to call them, that's when they were able to kind of step in there and then take that phone away from him, and also all of his cryptocurrency, because he had that saved on his phone too. So once again, Becky, thank you so much for bringing this important security issue up. And again, it's called a port validation password or PIN. And in your cellular account, the app, just make sure that you have that set up. And Becky, thank you for your call today. You know, speaking of crypto scams, there's something called rug pulls that are getting more popular. This is a scam where a crypto or NFT developer, they hype this project to get investor money. Then they suddenly shut down. They just disappear, taking all the money with them. So where does this rug pull come from? It comes from to pull the rug out from under someone, leaving you off balance and scrambling. So if somebody's saying, hey, you know, we want you to invest, you just want to say no. All right, Tina in Kansas.
Yes, I've been shopping for quite some time for a device that I could that would make my cat's life better when he's being boarded. Okay. I'd like it to play music. It could be also include the radio because we have some good music channels here, a local radio channel, and plays lots of classical and jazz. Anyway, I would need it to have a timer on it, so it'd switch on and off. And I prefer it to be wired, not wireless.
Sure. What's really great is that because of technology, that there are so many different and unique products right out now, Tina. And the one that you're looking for, and we're going to send you a link to it, it's for sale on Amazon. There's something called the Cat Soothe Pro. All right. Just think about this. The Cat Soothe Pro. This is a radio station just for cats. Okay. And the music is selected just for cats. And it's scientists who have studied this. They said, yeah, this is really great music for cats. It does have a timer function turned on and off. It plays, they say, calming music for cats to reduce their stress, promote relaxation. And it's not very big and it is wired. And it's like $70. And so if you're trying to make sure that when your cat's bored, that, you know, he's all calm and relaxed, and then just pick up this pet acoustics and have them put it in wherever he's staying. And by the way, in case you have a dog, guess what? They have a dog acoustics. And guess what? If you have a bird, they even have bird acoustics. And when you look at the reviews, people say, yeah, you know, this really, truly works. Again, it's called Pet Acoustics is the manufacturer. And again, the product line is they have cats, birds, and dogs. And it's about $70 for one of those speakers. And Tina, thank you so much for your call. Boy, we get all kinds of questions here, don't we, on the Kim Komando Show. All right, let's talk about your phone. Are you using the web browser that just came pre-installed on your smartphone? It may be time for a change. Why? Because you could use the web faster and protect your privacy with maybe a different smartphone browser. So let's start with Mozilla's Firefox. It's lightning fast, lets you browse the web privately. It blocks third-party tracking cookies by default. And if you happen to use Firefox on your PC or laptop, it's really a natural for your phone because everything just syncs up so nicely. But I will tell you something about Firefox. I mean, you may remember it as like this really wildly popular browser. And it's like everybody was using Firefox. So what do you think the percentage is right now of people who are using Mozilla Firefox? Just say the number out loud, okay? What do you think that number is? Okay, you're all wrong, okay? The stat that I saw the other day, just 2% of people are now using Mozilla Firefox on the web. All right, next up, maybe you want to start using Google's Chrome browser or Brave. It has incognito mode and bookmarks and also a lot of security features. And if you want to be a good internet user and block the ads, make sure that you just whitelist that site. All right, we got more of the show coming up and more phone calls that you don't want to miss because, hey, knowledge is power.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
Have you ever tried to organize a shopping list of who's bringing what for, say, a school event, a scout troop, a party, a church function, a reunion? Yeah, it's a nightmare trying to do that on a group text. And oh my gosh, don't even get me started on an email string. Someone's bound to forget or say, hey, I didn't get that message. So here's a better way. It's a quick and easy way to keep everyone on the same page. You want to use a shared note-taking app. See, many of these note-taking apps like Google Keep, Microsoft OneNote, Evernote, or even the iPhone Note, they let you create shared notes that can be accessed and edited by a whole bunch of folks. So just simply create the new note for your shopping list or what people are supposed to bring, and then you share it with everybody that you want to collaborate with. Now, another way is that they do have dedicated shopping list apps, and they're available both for iPhone and Android. They allow you to share lists. Some popular ones are AnyList, Out of Milk, or Our Groceries. You just make a new list within the app, and then you invite others to join. But anyway, bottom line is, with these apps, you can also remind people the day before an event what they're supposed to bring, so when they show up empty-handed and they're like, what was I supposed to bring? Oh my gosh, that used to drive me nuts. I mean, here I am working full-time, more than full-time, running the scout troop, and I would just like ask one mom, can you just bring a box of Capri Sun? And then she shows up the next day like, what was I supposed to bring? I'm like, yeah, the kids have nothing to drink now. So annoying. All right, coming up, we have a great tip, 3 tricks to a great email campaign. And then later on, some ways that you can spot artificial intelligence images that may be floating around the web. And how about we go back to all of our great phone calls with Reed in Huntsville, Alabama.
Well, in Huntsville, I have a little side hustle where I turn chunks of wood into people's favorite pens.
Whoa,
and
wait.
When we do,
okay.
Yeah, it's so fun.
Okay, so you take, what kind of wood do you use?
Well, my last name is Carpenter, and people give me wood. So I honestly get given trees.
Wow, so, that's awesome.
I use a lot of local woods or salvaged woods or some historic woods and acrylics, et cetera, et cetera. But that's not really the big question today. When we go to a live arts and crafts place, I bring a mini lathe that people, you know, gather around and watch us do the work, which is fascinating. And I'd like to take that online from the garage when I'm doing work. So I want to stream the workshop live. And
okay.
I'm just not sure how to proceed.
Well, first of all, your workspace is going to be pretty small, right?
Yeah, it's a 2-car garage.
Okay. But as far as what kind of area do you need to showcase? I mean, here's what I'm thinking. Because when I meant like workspace is pretty small, like enable to watch you, you're going to need different perspectives, correct? Like maybe a camera
right
over top?
Right.
And then,
so I usually do a lot of work on the lathe, which
okay
is probably a 12-inch by 12-inch viewing area to see what the work, but you can't see me. Same thing with the drill press or the laser engraver or other little tools like that. So a profile of me working is okay, but probably more fun to see it up closer.
Okay.
And I was thinking about, you know, mounting webcams in the false ceiling of the garage.
Yeah, you can do that. And then also lighting is so important. Making sure that there aren't too many shadows and getting different perspectives. How long does it take you to, and I know it probably depends upon the intricacy of the pen, but how long does it normally take you to make a pen?
I did a big order and I timed myself on that big order, all the same kinds of pen, all the same kind of wood. And my average was 20 minutes per item.
Oh, that's not bad at all. Have you ever put anything on YouTube?
I do have a YouTube channel, but I haven't really done much. I've done a lot of videos on my Facebook page of Carpenter Carpentry, but that requires somebody to come over and
see
me doing it while I talk
okay
and all that kind of stuff. I'd like to have it more anonymous and automatic where, hey, I just want to see what Reed's doing in the garage today.
Okay, how far from the ceiling to where the lathe is? How many feet?
I think that's the standard room height of about 12 feet.
Okay, all right.
12, 15 feet.
Okay. I'm asking you a whole bunch of questions because I want to put together a shopping list for you.
And that's what I called for.
Oh, there you go. Because you're going to need lighting. You're going to need tracks for this. I want to find the
uh-huh
right camera for you. And also, you're going to want to use what's called switching software. Luckily, that's free. If you want to check it out before I give you the whole shopping list, it's called OBS, Open Broadcaster Software.
I've heard of OBS.
Yeah, and so what that allows you to do is, like, once you have all the cameras hooked up, is that you can say, oh, I'm going to be over here and push that button. I'm going to be over here and push that button. Or even if you're, like, maybe you have somebody else working on another part of the pen, you know, you could say, mm-hmm, we're going to go over and check this out. You know, and
You know, you're going to need some type of lav mic. I mean, it doesn't have to get, we're not going to spend like $15,000, just to let you know. But I think you're probably looking at, with some lights and some tracks, of course, you know, your time and putting it all in. We're not going to calculate that at all. But probably
that's just a loss leader right there.
Yeah, exactly. But it's probably going to be like, you know, maybe like I'm just guessing from my hip, probably like about $1,500, you know.
I was looking to start about a third of that because I already have lots of lights in the garage.
Oh, you do?
See what I'm doing.
Awesome.
Yeah, the lights are, I'm pretty happy with the lights.
Okay, then you know what? Then we can just.
I have footed tracks and I have a lapel mic. I was looking more for the software side and then the camera side and how to send it out and tell people to, you know, to see this.
I got it.
Compromising my home Wi-Fi.
Yeah, we don't want to do that either. You're going to put everything on a different network, but we'll explain that. You're going to keep your main network, and then you're going to start another network for this. Do you get our tips?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. What I'm going to do is we're going to write this up as a tip between now and, say, over the next week or so.
Okay.
And we'll go through about how to live stream. We'll pick the streamer. We'll talk about the cameras. And we'll figure out exactly the gear that you need. I'm going to include the lights and the lapel mics as well, Reed, even though you don't need them, just in case somebody who is reading, they might need them. Again, if you're not getting our newsletters already, make sure that you sign up over at commando.com. You know, let's talk a little bit about a live stream right now. I mean, what are some ways that you can get people to actually see your live stream? Because let's just face it, there are so many different places online for people to watch and listen and to read things. And we all just have the attention span of a gnat. So you really just need to get in people's faces front and center. So, of course, it starts with promotion. And you want to promote it in advance on social media, on your websites, in your newsletters. You know, how far in advance? Now, if you do it too far in advance, people will forget about it. So that's why you want to do it, say, 3 days in advance, maybe 7 days in advance, and then remind them every 12 to 24 hours before it actually happens. Now, of course, you need engaging content, right? That's always important. And if you can make it fun, nobody wants to sit there and watch a dissertation. People want to be entertained, okay? Now, in order to get more people to your live stream, maybe you might want to collaborate with people who have more viewers than you do, some experts and influencers. And then you also want to take snippets of your live streams, maybe the ones in the past, and you cross-promote that and you put those highlights on social media so that this way you can say, okay, here's what you missed. And then you need a consistent schedule. People like to have habits. I know people are like, oh no, I like to do whatever I want to do when I ever want to do it. Not so much. Okay. People want to know when you're going to be there. It's like, you know, you go to church every Sunday at 10 a.m. It's not like, oh, I don't know, like church is going to be, maybe it's like at 9:45 today, or I don't know, I wasn't feeling like getting up early, so it's at 11:30. No, you need to have a consistent schedule. And then it's important that you interact with the folks during your live stream so that they feel like they're part of the action. And then again, after it's all done, this is really important, some post-stream promotion. Again, this is what you missed. This is what's coming forward. So this is a job in and of itself. So it's not just putting the live stream together. It's also making sure that you get as many viewers as you can to that live stream. All right. Email marketing is so effective. No matter your size of business, even if you have like 5 customers or you have thousands or hundreds of thousands of customers, I think every business needs to have a great email marketing system. It's a very, very powerful tool. And a big reason why is people who subscribe to your emails, let me tell you, they want to see what you have to offer. And with email marketing, open rates rule. You want an open rate of at least 40%. If you can get to 60% or higher, that's just golden. So some few tips to get started. Number one, personalize your email. If you can, put the recipient's name in the subject line because that increases the chance that they're going to open the email. Also, number two in our list, try A and B testing. Send your email with different subjects, different times a day to see how you get a higher open rate. And three, send your email on these days of the week, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. Those days have the highest open rates. And avoid the weekends because, well, that's when everyone's out having fun. And speaking of email, make sure that you sign up for the best tech newsletter in the universe. Join over 400,000 folks from people at NASA, MIT, and Stanford, and small business owners and regular folks who get my daily newsletter every single morning. You can sign up right now at getkim.com. Once again, that's getkim.com. All right, still to come, we have more of your fabulous phone calls, as well as later on. Boy, artificial intelligence has changed so many things, hasn't it? Well, I'm going to give you some ways that you can figure out if an image is fake or real. Still to come here on Kim Komando Today.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
All right, Gene in San Diego.
Yes, thanks for answering my question here. Emergency Assistance Plus program. I've gotten a lot of these flyers in the mail, and my wife and I travel a lot. And I guess the big picture on this is, you know, for a fee per year, you know, if you wind up, something, God forbid, happens to you on, you know, on a road trip or you're on a cruise somewhere and you have a medical situation, apparently their folks get you in right, you know, tell you where to go, who to get in contact with. I don't know if these people are legitimate, if it's worth the expense or not.
Well, let me tell you my personal experience with it. And Emergency Assistance Plus, okay? I was my mother's caregiver for many, many years. And she was in Huntington Beach, and she went septic.
Okay.
And she was part of the Mayo Medallion program. They used to have that at the Mayo Clinic in Phoenix. And so I used this Emergency Assistance Plus because it was part of the Mayo program to have them bring her from – she's at Hogue Hospital in Newport Beach to bring her to the Mayo Clinic in Phoenix. They showed up with a King Air, a nurse on board. They transported her from the hospital to the airplane to Phoenix, and from Phoenix transported her over to the Mayo Clinic. It was seamless. It worked. It was great.
Okay.
Okay. You know, if I was traveling around a lot and if I had medical issues, I would sign up. You know, you might want to see if there's anything with your current health insurance policy that may cover emergency medical transport. And there is a fee. I think it's like $200 a year. But I think if it's something that if you're traveling around and you want to make sure that you get to, you know, let's be frank. I mean, some hospitals are better than others, right? I mean, you know, not that Hogue in Newport Beach was bad. It's just that her primary and her cancer care doctors were all at Mayo. So we wanted to make sure that that was all covered under. I wanted to make sure that, you know what I'm saying, that everybody knew what was going on. You know, they got the whole picture. So you wanted to go back there instead of saying, okay, well, let's do this test. And what about this? And what, you know, and I know we have Epic and all that other great stuff. But I think if there's a particular doctor, hospital, whatever that you want to be with, and you don't want to be, you know, stuck at a smaller place that may not have the expertise that you need, if it gives you peace of mind, then it's worth a couple $100, don't you think?
I think so, too. And, yeah, that was my thing. It sounds good, but, you know, you read the comments and critiques, and they're mixed. So you don't know if it's people that are overly picky, or, you know, if it's, you know, a competitor or what. So you take all that with a grain of salt. And I've listened to you. I don't get you in where I live often, but when I am in the car and you're on, I listen to you because you're great and you're really ethical.
Well, thank you.
And you always have good information. So I figured you'd be a great person to contact.
But, you know, you bring up a good point. I'll tell you this story, Gene. So a couple of years ago, I went to the St. Regis in Bora Bora.
Yeah.
So before I went, and you know, getting to Tahiti, this is a job, right? I mean, it's a big job. Just getting it down there because you got to go from L.A. to Papeete, and then you go to Bora Bora, and anyway, so it's a big thing. So before I booked the hotel, I figured, you know, I'm gonna go look at the reviews. I go, the hotel has all these 5-star reviews, Gene. Love it. I got the hut over the water. The food's fabulous. Water skiing, all this other, you know, how can you be not happy in Bora Bora? So there's this one guy. Okay, it's a guy. He gives it a 1-star review. Just a 1-star review. I'm like, okay, I gotta see. What happened? I'm just going to say it was like this. Hi, I'm from New York. I'm used to good service. I got there, and I didn't get my free lemonade, and I didn't get my flower lay. So I'm not happy. I'm like, the guy's never going to be happy. You know, it doesn't matter what it is. No, he's
That's
not
what I mean.
Be happy. So, but I can tell you, my experience with the outfit was very good. And if I would need it, I would definitely sign up for it. And Jean, thank you for your kind words and thanks for your call today. If you're not an artist, you don't have to worry about things anymore. Just drop an idea into Lensa or Wombo or Sketch AI and a photo will just pop out. It's pretty tricky. It's pretty neat, rather. But these tools have a darker side. So here are three tricks to scope out the fakes. Now, deepfakes, they offer this brand new opportunity to steal our precious data, especially romance scammers. They're starting to use this. And then cyber criminals can formulate the image of your ideal person, then post that person into a dating profile. Super creepy. So if you're talking to a love interest, first do a deep dive into their photos. There are telltale signs that a picture is built from artificial intelligence. I mean, do they have three ears or more teeth than normal? Probably generated by AI. Secondly, are the people in their online pics all just perfectly styled, good-looking? That's another red flag. Also, check out the complexion of the person. If all the people in the photos are blemish-free or they have similar skin tones, those pictures are probably fake. And also, check out hands. For some strange reason, AI has a really difficult time drawing hands, so you might see like 6 or 7 fingers. Ugh. Hey, I hope you learned just a few things, and make sure that you tell 3 friends about the Kim Commando Show, because knowledge is power.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.